The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, we'll return to that story. Eamon mentioned in the news headlines, of course. It will not have escaped your attention by now. Paul Reid stepping down as the head of the HSE. Our own chief reporter, Barry White, has been asking people on the streets of Dublin what they made of his tenure.
Well, I liked his style during the pandemic. I found the way he spoke kind of reassuring. That was a very difficult role for anybody to have to go through, like it was unprecedented territory. Now, I know people will criticise him and say, you know, he was paid such a good salary, well, he might do the job. But when has, as I was talking to my friend earlier, when has anybody been able to do anything with that health service to change? It really is a poison chalice. So, yeah, I like Paul Reid.
There are far too many people on big, big earnings, and they're just sitting behind desks, making it difficult for everybody else who's trying to do their jobs. That's my opinion. He's let down so many factions of society, especially people like disabled, elderly people. They've all been left behind. And there's enough money in this country to run the health service properly.
Yeah, just some of the views of people on the streets of Dublin speaking to our own reporter, Barry White. We'll hear more of those views a little bit later in the show. Right now, though, I'm joined by Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent. Priscilla, can you take us back to 2019 when Paul Reid took over the HSE? What was his mandate? What were the big challenges? What were the hopes of those politicians in power at the time as to what he might change?
Well, I suppose the usual things, which are waiting lists and access to care, trying to make sure that patients see clinicians as soon as they need to. And I'm afraid that's a big challenge for anyone in charge of the health service. And again, as that Vox Pop showed there, has that been achieved? I mean, I don't think obviously anybody could have predicted what was going to happen in the last 3 years. I mean, with the pandemic and actually the cyber attack as well, it's been an incredibly difficult 3 years. Paul Reid, though, was hired for an initial contract of 5 years. So he is stepping down early, and you know, there was some surprise. But again, I think he's the latest in those that big team of those in charge of the health service, which would include the chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, his deputy, Dr. Ronan Lynn, and also another key figure in the HSE who stepped down, who literally has just finished up this week, is Anne O'Connor, the chief operations officer. Herself and Paul Reid would have gone hand to hand at those press briefings over the last couple of years, you know, two calm, authoritative voices. And so it is a big loss to the HSE to kind of and to the health service in general to lose all these figures in one go, though Paul Reid is staying on until the end of the year to try and oversee that transition to a new senior management team in the HSE. So, yeah, so how does he leave the HSE now? I mean, unfortunately, we are looking at record-breaking waiting lists. Mm. We were already there before the pandemic, but obviously COVID has caused havoc. And then there's severe short staffing as well in some areas. But the HSE is on a massive recruitment drive this year, and it does have a record budget of $21 billion. And there are a number of plans that, of course, are very slow to come to fruition, but if they do come to fruition as planned, they should hopefully ease things for patients. I mean, that we have a better health service.
The rumour mill obviously is flying today, you know, talk of whether he jumped or he was pushed. But when you list off all those other people leaving, is this kind of a case of Occam's razor? You know, the simplest solution is usually the right one, that there's just an element of fatigue among senior management at the HSE and the Department of Health, given what they dealt with for 2+ years.
I mean, yeah, it was relentless, the pressure of the last couple of years, really. I mean, there was daily briefings, there was weekly press conferences. I mean, the level of access of even the media to answer, you know, to asking questions directly every week. I mean, every part of the HSE was under, you know, I suppose, increased scrutiny, but particularly, obviously, access to testing and tracing and vaccination during the pandemic. And to be fair, we did make a relative success of that, I suppose, as can be seen. We have one of the highest vaccination uptake rates in the world. And once things were put in place among the, you know, after the initial hiccups, we did have a good kind of testing system and a good vaccination system as well. And, you know, the HSE has picked itself up and has been trying to make inroads into its waiting list since. So, but it's been very difficult with the subsequent waves of COVID-19. But yeah, it was absolutely relentless, the pressure on those at the top of the health service and in the Department of Health. So I suppose it's not a surprise in some ways that people do want to step back from that. And what I found refreshing actually about the statement from Paul Reid today was that he referenced he wants to spend more time with his family. You know, he's quite open about that. He's not going to another position imminently, and that was something that was welcome, I suppose, really, just to be open about that, that it's been a very tough few years. But he spoke very warmly as well about the HSE and his role there, and that it was a very, very difficult decision to make. But again, that we have now quite a gap coming, I suppose, at the head of the HSE, and who will replace Paul Reid now is the obvious question as well.
like, given that he took over, was it April 2019 he took over? So he was really only in the gig 10 months before COVID became all-consuming, and it continues really at that level to be almost all-consuming. They're still dealing with the legacies of it, and it continues to be a problem with the health service. You'd imagine in kind of 10, 15, 20 years' time, when people are writing kind of a potted history of CEOs of the HSE, Paul Reid's tenure will be utterly COVID-dominated. It will
very
just be COVID,
so.
Won't it?
Well, actually, the cyber attack
and the cyber attack.
Yeah. Because, you know, we haven't heard as much about the impact of the cyber attack on the health service because COVID was all dominating. But it really had a very, very severe impact. And Anne O'Connor and Paul Reid have both talked about that a lot. I mean, it really, like, crippled healthcare systems and made life really, really difficult on the ground for healthcare staff. And I suppose as well, it's a very tough time now for healthcare staff as well themselves. Many of them are burnt out and exhausted. And, you know, it is kind of difficult to try and retain staff and to bring staff back in. But as I said, it's not all bad about the health service too. I think there is kind of a feeling sometimes when you ask people about the health service, they're like, oh sure, there's always waiting lists, or sure, we'll never solve that. But that's not true. You know, we did have much lower waiting lists. We did have a better targets for when people should be seen, and we will hopefully get back there again. There are some big plans. But as Paul Reid leaves now as well, there has been a bit of tension, I suppose, between the Department of Health and the HSE as we're looking to implement the reform agenda, the Sloan to Care package, and that will bring big changes to the health service. And Paul Reid actually wasn't shy about saying, well, some of those changes, he said, I'm not sure how practical they're going to be and how they're actually going to work in practice, but he was working on that. So whoever does come in has to work with the Department of Health on that. And actually, Paul Reid wasn't afraid either to stand up in relation to Navan Emergency Department, you know, in recent days when the Minister for Health had said, well, that's not going to go ahead necessarily at the moment. Another politician spoke up. He did actually defend that move and said, this has been on the cards for quite a long time. A lot of planning has gone into it, and it is about patient safety. And he wasn't afraid to say, well, this is our job. Let us get on with it.
You mentioned then again all the other people leaving, and if Anne O'Connor had not been leaving, I assume she might have been on a short list of people to take over with others. Like, will there be fear or concern, you know, in the kind of corridors of power around Leinster House and within the Department of Health about who exactly takes over? There is something of a brain drain.
Yeah, there certainly is. And I mean, Anne O'Connor would have been seen as the natural successor, a very capable, competent individual, not afraid to take questions and to defend the health service, and also really to be quite open about the challenges facing the health service. I think she was very much a voice in the last year saying, well, you know, demand has absolutely increased as well. It's not just COVID or staff shortages, you know, because our population now is over 5.1 million. So there is huge pressure on the health service. And of course, there's going to be concern about who is going to take over. There isn't any necessarily obvious internal candidates at the moment, but we'll see. Perhaps people will come forward. But also, it is quite likely that they're going to have to look externally and to look internationally, perhaps as well. The last HSE CEO, Tony O'Brien, when he stepped down, they found it quite difficult actually to fill that role, and they had to increase the salary substantially, which of course has been controversial, to try and attract someone into that role. So it will be very interesting to see if they stick with the same salary package, or who do they hire, and what perhaps maybe is the structure going to change for the role.
All right. Well, listen, I know you mentioned there Sláinte Ó Cadhain. Liam Doran, of course, former head of the INMO, stepped back from the Sláinte Ó Cadhain implementation committee a little bit earlier this year, late last year. We're going to be speaking to Liam shortly after 5 o'clock, and we'll be getting some other views as well about the legacy of Paul Reid, his tenure in charge of the HSE. In the meantime, Priscilla, appreciate your time. Priscilla Lynch is the clinical editor with the Medical Independent. I have to say, says one listener, Paul Reid was a strong performer when he was on the radio. Always thought he did the right thing. Bear in mind, they were in the thick of it for most of his time in charge. Thank you for the text. 5-3.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.